Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Run to Daylight Football Funcast with your host, Todd Burrows.
Welcome to the first ever Run to Daylight Fantasy Funcast, or Football Funcast. I can't even get my name of my show right for the first show. Welcome, welcome everyone. I'm glad to be doing the show. My name is Todd Burrows. You can follow me on Twitter at Todd, that's with one D, Todd from PA. My mom, I guess, decided to torture me when I was a kid. Really, there was no Todds around back then. I mean, maybe one in the whole school. So not only did I have an odd name, but it was spelled differently. But that, I guess that's your problem if you're trying to find me on Twitter and you put it with two Ds. It's at T-O-D-F-R-O-M from PA. Welcome to the Run to the Daylight Football Show, as I mentioned before. I guess I'm a little nervous. You guys can understand me being a little nervous for my first podcast. I imagine you can. So why the name Run to Daylight? Well, it's an old Vince Lombardi book. And a lot of people know Vince Lombardi these days just from the trophy, but he was actually a very successful coach in the 60s. One of the famous stories that I heard was John Madden tell was that he went to a seminar, an all-day seminar that Vince Lombardi was having. And basically the whole seminar was on one play. And that play was the power sweep, which was the pass of today, I guess you could say, the way the passing game is. There was a lot of running back then. And the whole seminar, the whole day was on one play. That's how intricate it was. And the goal was to spring the running back and to, you could hear Vince at the end saying, and he runs to daylight. Well, that's what we're going to try and accomplish here, folks. We're going to play homage to Vince, and we're going to try and get to the truth. And as we talk to different guests, our whole process is going to be to try and hit that hole and to run to daylight. Why me? Why do a show? I've done a show on the all-digital radio network called the Pay Dirt Football Show. It's more of a general football show, and my host has been sick the last couple of weeks, so we haven't been doing that. But I'll give you more information on when we're going to start back up again on that. And I decided that I wanted to do some things that were more true to my character, more true to my nature, even more humor-based than our show is. But also, I've really gotten engaged again in the last couple months with fantasy football. And I know it's a hobby for some, and it's a passion for others. And it's also something that's been in the news a lot lately with Daily Fantasy and some of the problems there. I'm hoping to get some guests on as we move forward and to discuss some of the issues and ask some good questions and give good knowledge to the people who might want to listen to this show. I had been wanting to do this for a while, and I kept putting it off. And I went to the Daily Fantasy Conference at DFS Players Conference, I think is the Twitter handle, that was held last weekend in New York City, or maybe it was the weekend before. It was the weekend before. Time is running into itself for me. So basically, the keynote speaker at that conference was Matthew Berry from ESPN. And he made two very key points, both of which kind of touched me. The first one was go for it, basically. If you think you can be good, go and be good and be true to yourself. And that's what this podcast is going to be. We'll throw off some of the pregame jitters and some of the nerves that come from doing this. And we're going to be true to who I am. And who I am is basically a 53-year-old guy who loves football, loves the NFL, and likes talking about it and enjoys doing shows. So that's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to be me. And the other part of me is I'm a little sick in the head. I mean, I'm going to be honest here. And when you hear some of my humor, you'll probably think I'm a little sick. Most of it's PG-13, though. Nothing that the kids are going to have to hide their ears from for the most part. And my wife yells at me if my language isn't very good. So we'll try and keep that under wraps as well. We'll also try and do some of the things that I find are missing from some of the other shows. There's a lot of great podcasts out there. I won't go into naming them right now. Anyone who loves daily fantasy and the NFL, they know some of the good ones, and I don't mind saying them. But right now, we're just going to stick to Mr. Berry and what he was telling me. And I did feel kind of like it was to me, even though I was off to the side and I had no eye contact with the guy. But basically, be true to yourself. And the other thing is, be true to your brand. And basically, they're very similar, but they're also can be different. And so I'm going to try and do both of those things. Thank you, Mr. Berry, for that speech. I want to also kind of talk about my influences. Being a little older, I remember a time when talk radio wasn't a thing. And I remember when there wasn't the sports radio. It was Art Russ Jr. in the 70s, and he pretty much doesn't get credit for it. But he started this genre. And then about 5-6 years after that, WFAN, for any of you who know and hang out in New York know, came into being. And back before satellite radio and other ways, the internet to get content, you listen to your radio. And basically for 15 years, there were two people who hugely influenced me. Every morning started out pretty much with the Howard Stern Show. I mean, what can you say about Howard Stern? You know, if you like him, you don't like him. I certainly did at the time, and I still do when I listen to him. But he's a huge influence on a lot of the kind of humor that I'm going to try and incorporate into the show. Things that I don't think you find from other podcasts. The other big influence in the afternoon was the Mike and the Mad Dog Show, and especially Mike Francesa. I always enjoyed the way he would disseminate information and try and accurately report it. I know he kind of got a big head after and later on, and I don't listen to him myself anymore. But I like to think that my approach and the way that I'm going to approach interviews and those types of processes, so I'm paying homage in a way to Howard Stern and to Mike Francesa, and hopefully you guys who know them will agree. So what do I want to accomplish with this podcast? Well, I want to make you laugh. As I was saying, there's a tremendous amount of good podcasts out there, and there's no lack of people out there who are probably better at numbers than I am, have more time to watch games because a lot of them are professional now doing this DFS stuff, but I'm just a guy who does a job for a living. I'm a sales rep, and I enjoy talking about the NFL. I've started writing a little bit. I was asked by Justin Barlow to write for ffcouchcoach.com, and I've been doing some articles for them. You'll know that you're at the right website when you see his belly. He's always selling his belly stuff, and I had a couple people comment to me already about that. But, you know, look, man, I like that he's invited me. He saw some of my posts on Twitter and asked me if I had ever written. I basically said nothing longer than an email for the last 30 years. So I need a lot of editing. And thank you, Justin, for being my editor. Had a burp there, but unlike Howard Stern, I won't make you suffer with it. So I want to make you laugh because I find that's kind of the missing ingredient in a lot of these podcasts. They're very dry. I like this player. I like that player. I like this player. I like that player. And I think there's a place for that. And obviously they're very popular shows and I have nothing against them. But when you're trying to break into a crowded marketplace, you have to look, you know, from my sales background, you have to look to try and find a niche that other people don't have. And for me, that's going to be humor. I've got two skits for you today. One we'll get to in a couple moments. And then after that, I interviewed Arnold Schwarzenegger, or a facsimile of Arnold Schwarzenegger, before his first ever fantasy football draft back in August. The second thing that I want to kind of do besides make you laugh is still give you great football insights and interviews. I like to think that I can, you know, run to daylight and ask the questions that need to be asked. I've had some of the guys from Daily Fantasy on. Excuse me, can take a little water instead of me. By the way, that's one of my pet peeves when I listen to podcasts and it's like 25 minutes of a guy going. So if you're doing that, you might want to reconsider. So I do. I want to give great football insights. I want to have industry leaders in the Daily Fantasy world on, and I'd like to interview them and kind of get to the bottom of some of the subjects in a fair and balanced way and illuminate to you, the viewer, or the listener in this case, things that are interesting and different and that you might not hear on other podcasts as well. The other part about running to daylight, I am a born-again Christian, and no, I will not be torturing you with a lot of preaching during a football show. But I do want to mention that it's very hard to find a name that you like. And when I heard Run to Daylight, I thought, boy, I love that. It not only does it have the great NFL history and the story, and I get to have Vince Lombardi kind of lead me in every week with that old NFL music, which I chose to be my theme. But it also does have kind of a Christian context about running to daylight, running to the light. So there's that as well. The third thing that I really want to accomplish with my podcast as we move forward is something that I think that I've learned from Howard Stern. And no, it's not to have girls and strippers and things like that. If that's the part of Howard Stern you like, well, I'm sure he's still doing that on the air. But what I love about him, besides his ability to interview so well, is I love the fact that he can make a character out of just about anyone. And he could take the janitor. He can take anyone and just make them interesting. And I know as a new guy trying to get other people to put me on their shows, it's already, even though DFS is a pretty new hobby, in a lot of ways, it's a little bit of a boys club where you have the same people on the same shows. They go on each other's shows. And, you know, it gives you a little bit of angst because you'd like to be thought of in the same way. So what I'm going to be doing is I met some great people at that DFS conference, and I'm going to start with those who want to be on my show, and I'm going to interview them, and I'm going to try and come up with interesting scenarios for them, and I'm going to try and let other people shine. So I'm open to getting a host, a co-host at some point, and doing call-in. I know you can do call-in. There is a call-in. The guest number is 646-668-8928. And if anyone's listening, you might want to let me know that someone's actually listening. That would be nice. But if not, I'll put this up on iTunes and I'll send out the link to everyone and drive them crazy. So there's that. But I am looking to make characters, make people interesting, and give some people who are just guys who play DFS a chance to speak and have their voice heard. And I also want to, if I do get lucky enough to have some of the better people from the industry on, I want to ask questions that maybe other people haven't asked them. And I'd like to make them, I'd like to get to know more about them as well. You know, again, there's just not a ton of that when I listen to podcasts. It's pretty straightforward. Here's my picks for the day. Here's what I think of this player. Here's what I think of that player. And of course, you need to do that as well. But those are the things that I'm hoping to accomplish with this podcast. So without further ado, I'm going to do something that I've been wanting to do for a while. And I've been trying to get, it was part of why this podcast was delayed. And it's happening, you know, week 12 rather than week one, is I don't know how to do a lot of the things that I wanted to do. So I started teaching myself, and that's a long way of saying these might not be as good as they will be as far as sound quality and the clips clipping perfectly, but hopefully they make you laugh. So the first premise of the first skit is this. It's been a year since I wanted to start doing the podcast, and a lot of things have happened. So here is my first clip of the Run to Daylight era. I hope you enjoy it. Cast later in the year, I thought we would kind of go back and review some of the things that I missed. Starting after the AFC Championship game, of course, there was a tremendous amount of scandal between Tom Brady and the league and the Patriots and the league as it related to deflating of footballs. And basically it sounded something a little bit like, wait for it, this.
I may be down, but I'm not out. Tom Brady's never out. You broke the rules. I broke the rules. You breaking the rules. You broke the rules. You broke the rules. How you found out I broke the rules? Yeah, you broke the rules. Basically, I can break the rules because you guys broke the rules before. But I didn't bust you enough. Just because you didn't bust us enough for breaking the rules, that doesn't mean you can break the rules busting us now. Well, you guys, I can do whatever I want. I'm breaking the rules. You, I'm Tom Brady. You, I'm the commissioner. I'll make up new rules. You guys, you're rules.
And that's pretty much almost all we heard as we headed into the Super Bowl for those 2 weeks. It was one of the more anticipated Super Bowls that I can remember. Typically, in the modern era, you don't get two really great teams facing each other, and this game lived up to the hype. I was lucky enough to watch the game with Gandalf from Lord of the Rings. He actually is a big Seahawk fan. And he sat around smoking tobacco in his pipe pretty much up until the end. And then I turned to him on that last play and I go, they can't be thinking of passing the ball right now, are they? Are you going to do something? And he said this.
You cannot pass!
Gandalf, I don't think they're listening to you. They look like they're going to run a pass formation. Do you have anything else that you can do? Anything better that might stop this from happening?
You cannot pass!
Well, I guess it turns out that Gandalf was a one-trick pony, and in this case, it didn't work. But it certainly sounded good. But the Patriots won another frigging Super Bowl, which led us to this.
Break the rules because you guys broke the rules before. But I didn't bust you enough. Just because you didn't bust us enough for breaking the rules, that doesn't mean you can break the rules busting us now. Well, you guys, I can do whatever I want. I'm breaking the rules. You, I'm Tom Brady. You, I'm the commissioner. I'll make up new rules. You guys, you're rules.
And that went on for a while until we got ready for the draft. And then we basically had about 2 months of this.
Marcus Mariota.
Talking about Jameis Winston. Mariota. Listen
about Jameis Winston.
I go Mariota.
Jameis was in a
gun to my head. I'm taking Jameis Winston right now.
And I think after about 2 months of that, we were all ready to put guns to our heads. I came down on the side of Marcus Mariota on my other radio show. I feel that he's going to be the better long-term quarterback. But both of the guys have looked pretty good out of the gate for rookie quarterbacks and still have questions to be answered, which led us back to this.
Busting us down. Both you guys, I can do whatever I want. I'm breaking the rules. You, I'm Tom Brady. You, I'm the commissioner. I'll make up.
And I think we were all ready to say F you to both of them by the time it finally went to court and the judge said, yes, Tom, you can play. And the NFL said, we will continue to fight. We will not take this standing down or sitting down, is that? Either way, the NFL is going to take it up at the end. In the meantime, that gives you an idea of some of the skits that I'm going to try and do on this show and incorporate into the show. So I'm real excited to get Arnold in here, ask him a few questions. Arnold, guess what I did? I just spent the last 20 minutes with the mute button on. So you heard that one thing, and if there were two people listening to the show, we didn't hear me the last 20 minutes. So what I'm going to do is I am going to call this a night, and I am going to redo the show, and we will try again without me being such an idiot. Thank you.